Good. Nice to see you as always.
真的很高兴啊，能够再次的见到大家。
Well, listen, we are continuing in the series that I've been sharing when I join you once a month, talking about the kingdom of God.
我们有开始了一个系列的讲座，是关于神国的生活。
And tonight we're going to take a look at this idea of kingdom life, but we're really going to ask the question, what does it mean to live a spirit-filled life?
那我们今天晚上我们继续来探讨一下何为一个美好的国度的生活。其中我们特别要专注的是，我们怎么样才能过一个被圣灵所充满的生活。
I'm really excited about this message because here's the truth for us. If we get this message, if we understand this message, if we put it into practice, if we do this, if we begin living a spirit-filled life, Satan's going to get a little nervous of a group of people that are part of the House of Christ's love here in Fishkill, New York.
那我为今天晚上的这个信息我感到很兴奋，因为我觉得这是一个非常重要的信息。如果我们真的能够明白何谓过一个圣灵充满的生活，而且能够在我们的生命当中行出来的话，那我想撒旦的话一定会非常的紧张。
Now, I don't know how you feel about that.
我不知道你会怎么想。
But I think Satan should be nervous about who you are and how you live.
我不知道你怎么想，但是我想撒旦应该会为你是一个什么样的人，或者你怎么样的生活会感到紧张的。
We're going to look at this idea of the spirit-filled life tonight. Turn with me, if you would, either in your bulletins or in your Bible, to Galatians chapter 5. We'll be reading verses 16 through 26.
那我们今天晚上我们要来探讨的是何为过一个圣灵充满的生活。那大家可以翻到今天要读的圣经，在加拉太书，我们可以翻到自己的圣经，或者是在周报的背后。
Here's what it says, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, it starts this, and it says, So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
加拉太书的第五章十六节说，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict. You can see the image here. They are in conflict with each other so that you do not do what you want to do.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
Verse 18 says, But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law.
但是如果你若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
The acts of the sinful nature are obvious, sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. And I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、增进、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
Verse 22, But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness,gentleness and self-control, and against such things there is no law.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with all of its passions and all of its desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
And since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit, let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
Let's pray tonight.
我们一起来祷告。
God, I pray for the anointing of your word to be upon our hearts and our minds this evening.
主，我们向你祷告，求你膏你的话语能够在我们的心中扎根。
God, I pray that for each one of us, including myself, that you would do a powerful work in our hearts and our minds, Lord, and to help us to understand the need to live a spirit-filled life.
主求你帮助我们每一个人，包括我们自己，包括我自己，能够过明白是何谓圣灵充满的日子，能够过一个被圣灵充满的日子。
God, I don't know where everybody is at on their spiritual journey here tonight, but you do.
主不清楚每一位弟兄姐妹在属灵的道路上处于何处，但是你明白。
And I pray that as a result of our time together tonight, through singing and through fellowship, time in a little while from now, and through the message that you would draw us closer to yourself.
但是主，我们祈祷，我们借着今天晚上的时间，我们不论是我们一起的诗歌、一起的祷告，结合今天晚上的信息，我们众弟兄姐妹可以更加的能够靠近你。
And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to gather into this place tonight. And we pray all these things in your name. Amen.
主，我们感谢你给我们这样的机会，我们在这里奉你的名聚集。我们祷告祈求都是奉主耶稣得胜的名。Amen.
So if I were to go outside right now, and if I were to start a fire in our parking lot, what do you think would happen?
如果我现在到外面去，我们在我们的这个停车场上升起一堆火，一堆火的话，会发生什么样的事情呢
？What do you think？
你认为会发生什么样的事情
？First, I you probably think I was a little crazy, right? A little crazy.
第一，可能你会觉得我好像有点像发了疯一样，神经。
But then, as the fire grew, most people would start to take notice. Some people.Who will drive right by, they will drive by in complete oblivion about what's happening in our driveway.
但是当我们把这个火升起来的时候，你就会发现有些人有不同的反应。其中有些人可能开车经过我们的停车场的时候，完全没有看到在停车场所发生的事情。
But others who drove by, would slow down in order to take a look. And some would pull off the side of the road and they would observe from a distance, perhaps.
那有些人呢，他开车经过的时候，他就会慢慢的停下来，或者是把车停到边上，想来在远的距离看看更清楚发生了什么样的事情。
Others would come in to our property here and park, and they would watch in order to get a closer view.
那有些人可能会一直把车开到我们的停车场，然后想靠得更近一点，能够看清楚到底发生了什么样的事。
And then others would park their car and they would come right over to where the fire was taking place to get a front row seat.
那有些人呢，可能在我们停车场把车停下来以后，他一直会走到火边，那个好像坐在了最前面的，看是什么回事。
And all of these people would do this for one reason alone.
那所有的这些人呢，做这些事情的话，都是有一个原因。
Because there's a fire taking place in our parking lot.
那这个事情的原因就是在我们的停车场上也升起了一堆火。
It isn't the normal.
这是一件不寻常的事情。
It isn't usual.
不是我们平时能够看到的。
Something is happening in our parking lot and people are going to come and check it out.
在我们的停车场有了这样的一件事情，有人就会过来要来探个究竟。
Can I tell you something tonight?
那我能不能给你讲一个？
It works the same way spiritually as well, and it reminds me of Acts chapter 2.
那这件事情我想在我们的属灵的生命当中也是同样如此，这也让我提醒我想到了在使徒行传第二章中所发生的事情。
Let me read to you just a few passages in Acts chapter 2. You don't need to turn there, but catch the visual and what is happening in this passage when I share it with you.
那我可以跟大家来读一段使徒行传第二章的故事，大家来看一看当时发生了什么样的事情。
We're starting in verse 1 and it says this, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place.
第一节，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
And suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest upon each of their shoulders.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And at that moment, the Bible tells us that all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in many different languages as the Spirit enabled them.
圣经告诉我们，在那个时候他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Now verse 5 says this, Now there were people staying in Jerusalem, and they were God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven.
那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来住在耶路撒冷。
When they heard this sound, can you imagine being there? There's all this commotion taking place, and this fire is falling from heaven, and then everybody in that area is able to speak in a different language.
你能不能想象一下当时所处的情形？在当时，我们看到有火像火焰，圣灵像火焰一样的降下，而且所有的人都能够说别国的方言。
I think we might be like the crowd that I'm about ready to talk to you about here, just for a moment.
那我想象好像在当时那个情形一样。
When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his or her own language.
这声音一响，众人都来聚集，个人听见门徒用众人相谈说话，就甚纳闷。
And amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, what in the world is going on with these people? That's my paraphrase, but what in the world is going on with these people?
然后都惊讶稀奇地说，看了，这说话的人不是加利人，他们到底怎么回事呢？
Are they crazy?
他们是不是像发疯了一样？
Does the light not go all the way to the attic for these people that are just talking in all these different languages?
他们怎么会说完全不同的方言呢？
Or are they drunk?
他们或者他们是不是已经喝醉了酒？
And the Bible goes on and it says that while they were asking these questions, Peter stands up and he addresses the crowd, and this is what he said.
那圣经告诉我们，在大家问这样的问题的时候，彼得就起来对他们说。
He says, fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain what is taking place here.
彼得说，犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呢，这件事你们当知道，让我来给你们解释，当侧耳听我的话。
He says, listen carefully to what I'm telling you.
他说，也当侧耳听我的话。
These men are not crazy.
他说，这些人不是发疯了。
And they're not drunk either, as you suppose.
他们也不是醉了。
No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people.
这个正如先知约珥所说的，神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Now, friends, listen. Do you suppose that maybe, just maybe, if God were to pour out his spirit on us, in a new and fresh way, that people would come to watch.
大家能不能设想一下，就是假使，如果神将圣灵浇灌在我们头上的时候，我们周围会不会有人来看看发生了什么样的事情？
Maybe people would get curious and bold enough to ask us about what's different about who we are.
那是不是有周围围观的人也会很大胆地问我们说，哎，你们到底跟以前有什么不同？
Maybe it will be around the lunchroom table or at the cubicle at your office complex.
那这样的事情也许会发生在你吃午饭的时候，或者在你的工作的隔间里。
Maybe it would be someone where you frequent the mornings to get your coffee, and they might start asking you questions, or in the bookstore, or perhaps one of your neighbors. I mean, it could happen anywhere you might go.
那这样的事情可能也发生在你和你同事在喝咖啡，早上喝咖啡的时候，也很或者是在书店里的时候。
What would happen if the Holy Spirit poured out on us and people started asking questions?
会发生个什么事情呢？如果神把他的圣灵降下的时候，如果周围的人开始来问你问题的话。
It's exactly what would happen if I lit a fire in the parking lot tonight. People would ask questions about what's going on.
这就像我如果在我们的停车场，如果我们点燃一堆火的话，有人就会来问到底发生了什么样的事情。
And that's exactly what happened in Acts chapter 2. People were wondering what was going on, and they began to ask questions. And friends, my prayer is that this is exactly what would happen if we are living a spirit-filled life.
那这件事情也是同样发生在《使徒行传》第二章所记载的那样，当圣灵降下的时候，大家都很惊奇，然后问了各样的问题。我也祈祷神也会让这样同样的事情发生在我们的身上，能够让我们能够真真切切的明白何谓过一个圣灵充满的日子。
And so tonight, let me share some thoughts with you about what it means to live a spirit-filled life.
那今天晚上我想跟大家分享一下，怎么样来过一个被圣灵充满的日子。
I always encourage my congregation here on Sunday mornings to take notes, And I would encourage you to do that as well. I think they're kind of built in into your bulletin, but just jot some other things down as we move through our thoughts here tonight.
那早上的时候，我跟我自己的教会也鼓励教会的弟兄姐妹在听到的时候能够做笔记。今天现在我也同样鼓励大家能够来记下笔记。
What does it mean to live a spirit-filled life? Number one, here it is.
那何为过一个被圣灵充满的日子呢？第一，就是。
A spirit-filled life is a life that is, first of all, fully yielded to God.
那我想一个圣灵充满的日子生活，就是第一个就是求神来掌管，完全求神掌管的生活。
This is the place of beginning for us if we are going to be fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ.
我们如果要能够完全的来顺从神的带领，我们就要求神来完全的掌管我们的生活。
We must live a fully yielded life, and this is what it looks like for us.
我们要过一个求神完全掌管的生活。
Letter A, I think it's in your notes there. If we're going to live a fully yielded life, first of all, it means that we are going to live with a wholehearted effort.
那我们要过一个完全神所完全掌管的生活，就是表示我们要从内心中完全来顺服神的带领。
Romans chapter 6 verse 17 points us in the direction of this idea of having a wholeheartedness.
那在罗马书的第六章十七节就讲到说我们要怎么样能够全心的来顺服。
Paul's writing here and he says, but thanks be to God that though you used to be, okay, so we're talking about Christians, we're talking about fully devoted followers of Christ, though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted.
在罗马书六章十七节这样说到，感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
One commentator on this passage, he writes this and he says this about this wholehearted idea. He says, the crisis experience of yielding all to God is only done in the context of wholeheartedness.
那有位解经家在讲这段解释这段话的时候有提到说，我们在患难危机中，我们对神的顺服必须是全心的顺服。
He says that there is never a partial piecemeal surrender because God expects to receive all there is of us.
我们对神的顺服不是一部分的顺服，也不是一点一点、一点一点的顺服，神期待着我们是全然的顺服。
This idea of living a fully yielded life is going to require all of our effort.Not just on Sundays, not just at churchy type events, but everything we have.
所以我们要过一个由神所掌管的生活，就表示我们要从内心中完全的、完全的顺服神。
Living a fully yielded life to God also means that we're going to be fully obedient.
那另外一个我们要过一个求神掌管的生活，就表示我们要全然顺服神的带领。
Obedience, when we look through Scripture, obedience is at the core of Scripture.And in our pursuit to living a life fully yielded to God.
我想我们对神的全然的顺服既是我们圣经中的一个核心的思想，也是我们追求过一个有神掌管的生活的这样的一个核心内容。
Now here's the thing that we need to understand. Are you ready?
好，接下来我要跟大家讲的，大家有没有注意听？
We cannot live a spirit-filled life.If we are not fully obedient to God.
如果我们没有完全的顺服神的带领的话，我们就不可能过一个被圣灵充满的日子生活。
There will be moments in your life and moments in my life when we fall short of the glory of God and doing exactly what He wants.
在我们的生命当中，我们有时候我们可能没有做到神喜欢我们做的，我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
But what I'm talking about here is that pursuit of, that striving toward, that desire to live a fully obedient life with God.
那这里我在说的是我们要有这样的一个努力，要去争取过一个完全顺服神的生活。
In Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, Isaiah is addressing a rebellious nation, and he's sharing with them what God is speaking about. And let me tell you what he says here.
在以赛亚书第一章的十八第二十节，以赛亚先知正在对一个悖逆的民族说话，他传递神的信息。
Isaiah says, "Come now, let us reason together," says the Lord. though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool. Now listen to this. If we capture this, I'm telling you, it will transform us in an awesome way. God says that if we are willing and obedient, we will eat from the best of the land that he has for us.
在以赛亚书的第一章十八节，耶和华说，你们来，我们彼此辩论，你们的罪虽像朱红，必变白，变成雪白，虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。接下来大家仔细听，你们若甘心听从，必吃地上的美物。
And it goes on here in verse 20, and it says this, but if we resist and if we rebel, we will be devoured by the sword.
那在第二十节，先知继续说到，若不听从，反倒悖逆，必被刀剑吞灭。这是耶和华亲口说的。
This issue of living a fully obedient life is critical for us to live spirit-filled lives.
所以对我们来说，我们要过一个圣灵充满的生活是非常，对我们基督徒来说是非常重要的一件事。
The third part of living a fully yielded life to God is this. Living a yielded life also means that we will live a life that is fully loyal.
那我们要过一个求神掌管的生活，一个顺服的生活，也意味着我们要过一个忠于神的生活。
To be loyal means that we are trustworthy.
那么忠于神的话，就表示说我们要值得信赖。
It means that we are reliable and devoted.
我们可靠，而且我们是把我们自己献上。
It means that we are faithful.
我们也是信实的。
And it means that we are dedicated to God in anything and everything that He has for us.
那在神给我们预备的一切的事上，我们忠心耿耿地侍奉神。
And so friends, listen, if we are going to pursue and live a spirit-filled life, we need to make sure that we are loyal to God first and foremost.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们要过一个被圣灵所充满的生活，我们第一要注意的就是我们要能够对神忠心。
And the choice is really up to us.
我想选择权在我们的手上。
We can choose to live a yielded life and put ourselves on track to living a spirit-filled life with all of its blessings and eat from the best of the land.
我们可以过一个由神掌管的生活，好让我们生活在生活当中被圣灵所充满，我们可以享用神为我们预备的一切美物。
Or we can choose to be like the Israelites who chose to do their own thing and who chose to make their own plans, and they chose to rebel against what God was instructing them with, and for 40 years, they failed to enter into the land that God had promised for them.
我们也可以选择像那些悖逆的以色列人一样，偏行己路，悖逆神，在旷野中漂泊40年，终没能进入神所应许他们的迦南美地。
And so the question here at this point that we have to ask ourselves is this, are we yielding to God right now?
好了，我想我们大家问我们自己的问题就是，在这个时刻，在现在这个时刻，我们是不是来求神掌管我们的一切？
Are we living a fully yielded life?
我们是不是让我们的全身、全生活、全部的生命都求神来掌管？
What does it mean to live a spirit-filled life? Point number two for us tonight.
那我们要过一个圣灵充满的生活的，它的第二点是。
A spirit-filled life is a life that is transformed.
那一个圣灵充满的生活就是一个改变转变的生活。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2 is perhaps a familiar passage for many of us here, and here's what it says. It says, do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed, right, by the renewing of your mind.
那在罗马书的十二章第二节，大家可能都非常的熟悉这段经文。这里说到，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
And when transformation happens for us, and when we're talking about the spiritual transformation, that transformation happens in two basic ways.
我们这里提到的，我们属灵的生命的一种改变、转变，这里有两层的意义。
First, transformation happens. Now get this. Transformation happens in the change of living that you and I agree to when we enter into a relationship with Christ.
然后我想我们的生活生命的改变是发生在当我们与基督耶稣建立关系时，我们的生命就随着我们生活的改变而改变。
When we accept Christ into our life, what we're saying is that we want him to be the master, the ruler, and the Lord and Savior over all of our lives, every part of it.
当我们说到我们接受耶稣基督进入我们的生活，成为我们生活当中的主的时候，也就是表达我们要求神来掌管我们的生命，成为我们生命中的主。
And when we do that, when we accept Christ into our life, we say, we want you to be the master, the Lord and Savior of life. When we do that, we are acknowledging that there will be changes taking place in how we choose to live our lives.
但我想说，当我们接受耶稣基督成为我们生命中的主的时候，我们就承认在我们的生命当中，我们将会生活中有改变，有不同的选择。
So here's a thought for us tonight on this point alone.
我想大家能注意一下今天我们要思考的这一点。
If we are spirit-filled believers,
如果我们是被圣灵充满的信徒
there has to be a marked difference in our lives between the old life that we once lived and the new life that we now live as a result of accepting Christ into our lives.
如果我们的生命是被圣灵所充满的，那我们现在的生活和我们过去的生活必然有不同的地方，要发生改变。
We cannot stay where we are at in our spiritual journey if we are going to continue in the transformational process.
如果在我们的属灵的旅程当中，我们不能老是停留在同样的一个地方，如果我们的生命要发生改变的话，我们在属灵旅程就要往前行。
But the key to this goes back to our point number one.
我们今天讲的现在讲的这一点呢，其实回到了我们前面讲的第一个点。
Transformation will happen when we yield our life to Christ.
我们的改变发生在什么时候呢？发生在当我们求神来掌管我们生命的时候。
Secondly, transformation happens in the change of nature that God agrees to provide us with through the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道，当我们神通过借着圣灵做工，我们的本性可以发生改变，那样我们的生命转变也就在我们本性的改变当中发生了。
God has promised each and every one of us that he would do a new work in our lives in order to transform us into his image.
神也告诉我们说，他会在我们的身上动工，好转变我们，让我们更加像他的样式。
Paul speaks about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
保罗在哥林多后书的第三章十八节这样说。
And he writes this, and he says, And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory.
我们众人竟然敞着脸得以看见神的荣光，好像从镜子里反照。
We are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory.
就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And Paul tells us right here that transformation into the likeness of God is coming from the Lord who is the Spirit.
那这里我们看到保罗告诉我们说，我们的生命的改变要变成主的形象，是从圣灵而来。神也是灵。
And friends, if you've ever questioned this, let me answer a question that may have gone through your mind at times in your life.
如果大家有任何疑问的话，现在我来跟大家回答。
If you've ever questioned if God wants to do something great in your life, the answer is yes.
如果你怀疑神要在你生命中有任何的动工的话，我想答案是神对的，神要在你生命中有动工。
He wants to do a great work in your life and in my life, and he wants to transform us from the inside out.
神要在你我的身上做工，让我们能够变得更像主的样式，从里到外。
If we've been journeying with Christ for some time, and we are the same today as we were last week in our walk with Christ, there's a good chance that we may not be experiencing transformation.
如果我们已经信主有段时间，我们与主同行就有段时间，但是我们今天的 我们自己和上个星期是同样的话，那就表示我们没有经历我们生命的改转变。
If we are still carrying some of the same attitudes and some of the same behaviors that we were perhaps carrying 5 years ago, we're not experiencing transformation that Christ wants for us.
如果我们还是保持着以前的我们的习惯，我们以前的态度，我们以前的行为的话，也就表达我们没有能够在生命上有转变，没有得到神所要我们转变的。
And living the Spirit-filled life, we have to understand this, living the Spirit-filled life is all about being transformed.
我们想提醒大家的，我们要过一个圣灵充满的日子，就是我们要关于我们要生命能够得到改变。
And in that process of being transformed, there are three things that are going to take place, and they come out of this Romans chapter 12 passage.
那在我们刚才读的这段经文当中，我们可以看到我们生命的要改变的话，有三件事情要改变。
The first thing that will take place in this process of transformation is that we will offer our bodies to God.
那第一，我们生命要有改变的话，我们要把我们身体献上。
Now, it may sound a little bit weird just in that context, but here's what Paul says in verse 1 of Romans chapter 12.
这句话听起来好像有点奇怪，但是我们看看在刚才读的十二章的经文的第一节这样说。
He says, in view of God's mercy, we are to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, because this is our spiritual act of worship.
我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Before we trusted Christ, we may have used our body for sinful pleasures and purposes, but now that we belong to Him, we want to use our body for His glory.
在我们信主之前，我们的身体可能陷在罪中，但我们信主了以后，我们已经属于神的人，我们要用我们的身体当作活祭献给神，为了他的荣耀。
We're instructed to be a living sacrifice, to give everything that we have back to God.
那这里提到说我们要把自己身体献上当作活祭，把我们所拥有的一切都献给神。
The second thing that will take place during this process of transformation is that we will not only give him our bodies, that we'll offer our bodies to God, but that we will give him our mind.
那第二点要发生的就是不但我们的要把我们的身体献上，我们也得把我们的心意心灵献上。
Verse 2 says, Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
那第二节也说到说不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
We don't have to think too deep about this, but the reality is that the world that you and I live in has a desire to control our minds.
我们不需要想得很深，但是我们大家可能都明白，我们所生活的这个世界，他们想要掌管，其实这个世界想要掌管我们的思想。
But God wants to transform our minds.
但是神他要转变我们的思想。
If the world controls our mind, we just simply become conformers to whatever the world is trying to tell us.
如果这个世界掌握了我们的思想的话，那我们就成了，我们就便会效法这个世界。
But if God controls our thinking and has our mind, we are people who are transformed.
如果神来掌管了我们的思想，我们就能够成为心意更新而变化的人。
God transforms our mind and He makes us spiritually minded by using His word.
神转变我们的心思意念，让我们成为有属灵头脑的人。
Then the third thing that will happen again in this process of transformation is that we will give Him our will.
那第三个的话就是我们要把我们的意志，我们的想法交给神。
Again here in verse 2 it says, then once we offer our bodies as living sacrifices, etc., etc., then we will be able to test what God's will is as opposed to our will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
所以第三要把我们自己的意志交给神。在第二节下半段说到叫你们查阅何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
And here's how this works. Our mind controls our body and our will, the willpower that we sometimes talk about, controls our mind.
这是怎么样的情形呢？是我们的思想掌握我们的身体，我们的行动， 我们的意志力掌握我们的思想。
And what happens is that many of us think that we can control our will by our will power.
很多时候我们想说我们可以控制我们的意志来通过我们的意志力来控制我们的意志。
How many of you have ever tried to change something about your life according to your own willpower? Go ahead and raise your hand.
大家有没有想要呢改变自己的生活来通过自己的意志力？可以举起手。
Have you been successful in that?
你有没有成功的做到这一点呢
？Okay, one, maybe two people. All right. What happens usually is when we try to change something about our lives based on our willpower, we tend to fail.
这个事实是，当我们想要通过我们自己的意志力来改变我们的生活的生命的时候，我们常常是会失败。
And Paul, in Romans chapter 7, just a few chapters before this passage here in Romans 12, Paul addresses this very issue of the will when he's dealing with his struggle with the issue with sin.
那在罗马书的第七章，保罗就提到说，要提到好他自己是要通过自己的意志力 来改变自己。
And he tells us that in his own power or his will,that he couldn't do the things that he wanted to do because the pull of sin was so much stronger than he was on his own.
所以这里保罗说到说，如果当他靠着自己的意志力想来行事的时候，他所愿意的他并不做，因为罪的影响力是如此之大。
But it's only when we yield the will, our will, to God that his power...can take over and give us the willpower or the won't power in some situations that we need in order to live a transformed, spirit-filled, victorious Christian life.
所以只有当我们把我们的意志交给神，求神来掌管的时候，神的意志力才会通过我们能够来做工，能够让我们成为一个改变全新的人，圣灵所充满的人。
The third part for us tonight,If we are looking at this idea of what it means to live a spirit-filled life, is this.
我们今天晚上提到的第三条关于圣灵所充满的日子生命是这样的。
A spirit-filled life is continual.
圣灵所充满的生命是一个延续的、持续的。
Friends, listen. Our spiritual life is not a life to be lived in the moment.
我们弟兄姐妹们，我们属灵的生活不是一个好像是只活在当下的生活，不是一时的生活。
It's to be lived on a continual basis.
是一个持续持久的生活。
When Paul writes about being filled with the Spirit, it's a statement about this continual process.
所以当保罗在说一个被圣灵充满的生活的时候，他所提到的是一个持续的过程。
Our Galatians chapter 5 passage speaks to this idea in verses 16 and 25. Verse 16 says this, So I say, live, live by the Spirit.
在加拉太书第五章16节25节，保罗有说，第16节说到，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行。
And then in verse 25 he says this, Since we live by the Spirit,Let us keep in step with the Spirit. And he's talking about living consistently and continually in the transformation process.
在第二十五节保罗说到，我们若是靠圣灵而生，就当靠着圣灵行事。所以我们看到这个地方保罗所提到的是，我们属灵的生命是一个连续的过程，在我们生命在转变的过程当中的时候，我们被圣灵充满的生命是一个连续的过程。
We could look at the life of Peter or of Stephen and many others throughout Scripture who were filled with the Spirit. And we have to notice that it doesn't say that they were filled for the moment. It implies that their entire life was filled with the Spirit on a continual basis.
我们可以看到，看来看一看圣经当中一些被圣灵所充满的一些属灵的伟人，不论是像彼得或者是斯提凡。我们看到圣经当中说到他们被圣灵充满的时候，不是只在某一个时刻被圣灵充满，而是他们整个的一生都被圣灵所充满。
And we call this spirit-filled life the holy life.
我们说到被圣灵所充满的生命也是一个圣洁的。
And when we look at this idea of holiness, involved in this being spirit-filled, we need to understand that holiness or living a spirit-filled life is not a once-and-done deal.
我们在探讨这个圣灵所充满的生活，或者说是一个圣洁的生活的时候，我们知道圣洁不是一时的，或者是一次就成的事情。
The spirit-filled life or living a holy lifestyle is a lifelong experience of spiritual growth and fellowship with God through the Spirit.
所以我们看到过一个圣洁的生活不是一时的生活，是一个一辈子的我们和神相交的生活，是我们属灵生命一辈子的成长的生活。
There's a beginning to our spiritual journey.
我们可能也会有一个我们的属灵生命有个开始。
There's a moment when we enter into a relationship with Christ.
我们可能有某一个时候我们和神能够建立一个亲密的关系。
But the process of transformation and living a spirit-filled life doesn't end there, it continues on.
但是我们属灵的生命被圣灵所充满的生命，一个转变的生命，是一个连续的生命，不是停在当下的生命。
What would have happened if those who were filled with the Spirit on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 just wanted to stay right there and just bask in the moment?
我们试想一下会发生什么样的事情，如果当时在五旬节被圣灵所充满的那些人，他们只愿意留在当时的那个情形，好像沉浸在当时的精彩当中的话，会发生什么样的情形呢？
What would happen if they just said, you know, we're just gonna kick back, we're gonna savor this moment here, you know, we'll cherish this time forever because it's such a special time.
如果在当时的时候他们说啊，我们只是想要停留在当时的那个精彩当中，我们只想来个细细的体会一下当时的日子。
What if they said, you know, I don't want to leave this place. I don't want to do anything with it because this infilling of the Spirit just is so right. It feels so good. I just want to live in the moment.
如果他们说啊，这个被圣灵充满真是多好，我就是要停留在当时的那个情形，我不愿意离开当时被圣灵充满的那个情形，那会发生什么样的事情？
There are times in my life, and there are times, And I say that from a personal perspective, and as a pastor of a local church, there are times in my life, personally, professionally, when I wonder if the majority of us just live in the moment.
所以跟我在这里做牧师，让我自己以前做牧师的所有的经历当中，我也发现我们在很多人是不是都愿意只是想说留在活在当下，活在停留在某一个时刻。
I wonder if sometimes if we just live in the moment for a period of time on Sundays in hopes that it will get us to the next Sunday until we get another moment to make it another week.
我们有很多时候会不会只想说我们愿意在主日的这段时间得到一些喂养，然后能够就让我们能够有机会能够到了下一个主日，然后得到一点喂养，然后又再到下一个主日。
And what happens is this, if we go from moment to moment to moment to moment, hoping that we will receive all the blessings of a spirit-filled life without ever developing or establishing a process for our own spiritual growth and maturity, we're in trouble.
所以我想说我们会陷入很大的麻烦。如果我们属灵的生命的成长只是从一个点好像跳到另外一点跳到另外一点，而没有一个连续的一个生命的转变的过程的话，那我们的属灵生命就有遇到了大的麻烦。
1 John 1:7 tells us about this continual process, and it says this, it says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son purifies us from all sin.
在约翰一书第一章第七节约翰有这样说，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
We have to walk, we have to be in process in order to grow and mature spiritually.
我们必须与主同行，行在光明当中，这是一个长期的过程，我们这样才能够真正的成长，才能够成熟。
Don't just live in this moment for an hour and 15 minutes on a Sunday night.
所以我们不能只停留在我们主日的那一个小时45分钟的时间。
Hoping that it will get you through till next Sunday night.
我们不能只期望说我们在那一个小时或者45分钟时间里得到的喂养，得到的成长，让我们能够活到下一个主日。
Allow the Holy Spirit to help you through this process of transformation.
我们需要依靠圣灵的帮助，能够来带领我们，能够来走这个连续的我们生命转变的过程。
Allow the Holy Spirit to work in your heart and your mind so that you'll be fully yielded to His will.
我们需要圣灵在我们的心中，在我们的头脑里面做工，让我们能够完全的来顺服圣灵的带领。
And when you and I do that, I believe that the Spirit will fall fresh on us in a powerful way.
所以我们当我们如果这样做的话，我们可以想象圣灵将会丰富的降临在我们头上。
There's an old hymn or chorus, whatever it might be, from years ago that some of you might remember.
这里有一首老的诗歌，可能大家也很熟悉。
And it's the words are very simple, but it says, "Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me."
这里说到神的灵啊，求你再次充满我。
It says, "Melt me and mold me."
这里说到破我，容我。
Fill me.
充满我。
Lord, use me.
使用我。
Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me.
神的灵啊，求你充满我。
Let me pray for us tonight.
我们一起来祷告。
God, I pray that in the stillness of this moment that you would speak to us.
主，我们求你在这个时刻来亲自的对我们说话。
Lord, I know my heart's desire is to see the working of the Holy Spirit that the early believers saw in this book of Acts.
主，我心中所想的就是我们愿意看到圣灵在我们心中动工，就如圣灵在五旬节中所动工的那样。
God, I pray that you would fall fresh on us in such a way, Lord God, that people would just come to watch and to hear and to see the mighty movement of God on this church.
主，我们求你的圣灵丰富的降下，好让我们周遭的人能够来到这个地方，能够来看神你所做的那奇妙的工。
God, would you melt us tonight?
主，求你来容我。
Would you mold us tonight?
来塑造我们。
Would you transform us in a powerful, powerful way?
用大能的手来改变我们，转变我们。
And God, I pray that as we leave this place here in just a few moments, that you would help us to understand what it means to live a spirit-filled life.
主，我们祈求，当我们离开这个地方的时候，你让我们真正切切地明白何为一个被圣灵所充满的生活。
Thank you, Lord, for our time tonight.
主，我们为着我们今天晚上的时间，我们感谢你。
In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
奉你圣洁的名祷告。Amen.